This month, 10 more nations join not only the European Union, but one of Europe's ongoing debates: how to create a unified vision for a continent whose past is affected by centuries of war and bloodshed. One way, at least symbolically, could be through the euro, common currency for most European Union countries since 2002, and the money new members may eventually adopt. In 1996, a contest for euro banknote designs was announced, with instructions to participants to avoid the local features of the old monies. Cézanne on the French franc, the Brothers Grimm on the German mark, Marconi on the Italian lira. The new bills should contain a cultural and political message that is readily acceptable to all European citizens. The 44 design entries range from water plants to abstract art. The winner, Robert Kalina of Austria, created 7 euro banknotes. Their images of windows, gates, and bridges reflect 7 European ages and styles, from classical to modern. Kalina's drawings were inspired by actual places, but he mixed architectural details from various locations in the final designs. "What matters," he says, "is the period and the feelings of connection that he hopes his images produce." Euro coins still feature a national icon on one side, like the Celtic harp for Ireland, but Kalina's banknotes deliver the message: our future will not be handcuffed by history's divisive details. Philosopher George Santayana said those who can't remember the past are condemned to repeat it. But the euro's generic portrait of history is trying to avoid remembering too much.